This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for July the 1st. Today's Bible verse, we have two verses, Luke 22:40. It says, Jesus said, pray that you will not fall into temptation, end of quote. The second verse is Luke 11:4. It says, and lead us not into temptation, end of quote. Bible says temptations to do sin has two sources. One is self and the other is the devil. Bible says in James 1:13, God does not tempt anyone to do sin or to do evil. It says that each person is tempted when they are dragged by their own desires and enticed. One succumbed to the enticement, it gives birth to sin and later to death. Secondly, the Bible indicates devil can lead us into temptation. Bible says in Luke 4:13, when the devil had finished all his tempting, he left Jesus until an opportune time, end of quote. Now we know God does not tempt to do sin or evil. And the two sources of temptations to do sin and evil are our selfish desires and devil's influence. Either way, the final choice belongs to us. God won't do it, and the devil cannot make us sin, although he can tempt us. We have a choice to obey our own selfish desires or to obey God and His will. It is easy to say all these things, but the hard truth is this: we are not divine, but are human. We do not live in heaven now, but we live in this sin-bound earth. We live in a body that is touched and tainted by the original sin of our parents. We have inside us strong propensities to be influenced by temptation when its force comes on us. We will never live a perfect life here on this side of the earth. If anybody claims we can live a sinless life here now by not succumbing to temptations, they are only saying a lie to you. They are hypocrites hiding the truth. Bible says there is not even one person in this entire world who can live without sin. Romans 3:11, it states there is no one, not even one. All are touched and tainted by sins. Oscar Wilde said this, I can resist anything except temptation, end of quote. And the only way to get rid of temptation is to yield to it. However, this is not true. The truth about a child of God who accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior is this. We may not be able to get rid of temptation here on this earth, but we can resist the temptation. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have the Holy Spirit indwelling in you to guide you and help you. You are not just flesh only as before. Now you have the Holy Spirit living inside you. 1 John 4:4 says, the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. End of quote. Beloved, Jesus informed us of the first remedy to combat temptation. He said, pray that you will not fall into temptation. End of quote. When Jesus taught the disciples how to pray, he taught them to pray, lead us not into temptation. End of quote. Do you know your major temptations? Are you seeking the Lord in prayer? Or you pray for everything else but not praying for this particular need? Start praying so that you won't fall into temptation. Second, strike it back with the word of God. This is what Jesus Christ did. He defeated all the temptations by speaking the word of God. Bible verses are the sword of the Spirit, Ephesians 6:17. A sword is used as an offensive and defensive weapon by the soldiers. Sword can protect from harm and can be used to attack and kill the enemies. Thirdly, always remember God is faithful even in our tempting times. Bible says God is faithful. He will not let you tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. End of quote. 1 Corinthians 10:13. So look for the way out that God offers you in the midst of your temptations. Joseph had to run away from Potiphar's wife. Daniel had to be strong in standing on his commitments in the foreign land. Fourthly, if you fell into temptations, remember you do not need to be hopeless. Listen again, no need to be hopeless. You know the toddlers are not hopeless when they fall to the floor, are they? they get back and walk again. Looking back, we all failed several times, didn't we? Remember, if all okay with you, why do you need God? However, when you fail, discouraged and hopeless, then you are ripe for God's intervention, supernatural new directions and success. Bible says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and purify us from all our unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make God a liar and His word is not in us. 1 John 1, 9-10. You see, we can go to Jesus, admit and confess our sins. His blood will cover your sins upon your confession. He is our faithful advocate and high priest in heaven with the Father. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to Him in prayer. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me. Father in heaven, I believe Jesus Christ is my Savior who died and rose again for my sins. I accept Him as my Lord. Please help me not to give in to temptations to do sin. Lord, I seek Your help. Help me to grow in the knowledge of Your word, the Bible. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.